Randy, I'll begin with you. I'd love to know how the idea for this series came about.
It actually came about from meeting Chip.
Really?
We hit it off and said, why don't we go get coffee? Well, we went and got coffee, and we talked for 3 hours. And so during that time, I kept thinking of my friends and my wife and all that. I was like, I wish they were here to be a part of this, because Chip is so thoughtful about his work and his creativity, and he has such great stories about Atlanta that not everyone knows, because it's a great tradition if you're an Atlantan to not know anything about the history of your city. And so from that conversation, I was like, I would love to have Chip to Emory for an event. And then I thought, why not bring more people like Chip? I wanted people to think about the city's past and the city's history in a different way.
Chip, you're not an Atlanta native. You're originally from Massachusetts, I believe.
Born and raised in Worcester, Massachusetts, yes.
What brought you to Atlanta? Why Atlanta?
A friend from college named John McWilliams was starting the new photography program at Georgia State University. And they said, you know, there's something new happening here. And so we moved here in 72, and we helped build the first photography community, which simultaneously was part of the emerging arts community in general. It was the city was quite small then. Atlanta proper was about 240,000 people. But there were a lot of people of our generation here, sculptors and painters and dancers and actors and filmmakers. So we found a lot of kindred spirits. Back then, we started in 73, we started the first photography gallery in the region, the Nexus Gallery, in a storefront in the Virginia Highland neighborhood.
When you first came to Atlanta, what really drew you as subject matter?
When I came here, people were still treating the South as this rural backwater place, more kudzu-oriented than asphalt-oriented, you know?
Sure.
And it just, I never connected with that kind of subject matter.
Mm-mm.
But Atlanta's a big city with all of the things that go on in big cities. So I really wanted to challenge the status quo and the sort of conventional notion of what the South looks like.
What do you call your particular style?
I think the closest thing that comes to what I do is called street photography. And I've walked the entire length of Peachtree Street, all 10.1 miles. Not in one day,
mm-hmm.
you know, but over time I'd drive somewhere, ride my bicycle, get off and walk. The difference between street photography for some people and others is I'm actually from the street. I grew up in a street culture. So I always had an appreciation for the texture, the patois of the street.
There's one photograph. It's so captivating because of the eye contact the subject has with the camera. And it's a woman having her hair braided. Could you tell us about that photo?
It was during the Freaknik event, essentially a celebration of black youth culture that would attract kids from the black schools. You know, there were huge throngs of people. They descended into Piedmont Park. The woman in that photograph had a certain intensity about her. So I went up with my camera, and she gave me what looks in that picture, what looks like an evil eye.
Uh-huh.
She didn't seem to appreciate. But if you also look at the pattern on her dress, which also has a lot of wonderful visual movement in it. So visually, it has this beautiful array across the picture plane. So she's looking at you. There's a kind of lines of force being pulled back on her hair, and then there's the repetitious form in her dress. So visually, it has this beautiful array across the picture plane. And I took it all those years ago, but I still remember it vividly, every detail of it.
And part of what I feel makes your work striking, too, is the use of your focus on a subject.
I'm not shy. And you want the subject to have a presence, a physical presence in the picture. Being in close, for me, it's a very visceral response.
And we as the viewer, it's okay if we feel maybe a moment of discomfort.
I think it's wonderful if you're uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
I don't think the role of art in general is to be some kind of pacifier. And as you'll see in my later work from the year 2000 forward, where I moved into color in a serious way, it's become more abstracted and more poetic and more personal.
What strikes me in these photos is sort of an unexpected drama in ordinary or even less than that, maybe objects that we would see as unsightly.
Right.
One particular one that comes to mind looks like it's perhaps at the ramp to a parking deck,
mm-hmm.
and there are three poles, one knocked over, a yellow pole against two red poles. If you could tell
they
us
look
about
like
this.
They look like they're in physical contact.
They do.
Right, but they aren't. They're about 10 feet between them. So it's an optical illusion, which most photographs are anyway. You know, the talk I'm doing at Emory is called Photography of the Beautiful Lie, and that's what I'm talking about. And Photoshop, if you notice, all of the horizontal lines are perfectly parallel to the edges of the picture. Well, that's not exactly how it appeared in reality.
It's a lie.
It's a lie.
And we've all been told that, you know, pictures don't lie.
They lie like rugs. Picasso said, art is not the truth. Art is a lie that reveals the truth.
Hmm.
Knowing that people want to believe in the veracity of the photograph gives me an opportunity to fool them. And I don't mean that maliciously. There's a difference between facts and truth. Truth is oftentimes, certainly in my work, is a personal truth. It's a poetic truth. So the subject matter in this case, I was bicycling. A lot of this work was done because I bicycled around town. I had my handlebars rigged so I could stand up on the pedals and make myself about 7.5 feet tall and see things a little differently. I was crossing West Peachtree, and I went by this parking deck, and I saw these colored poles. And as I'm pedaling by it, my peripheral vision, I said, wait a minute, what did I just see? So I backed up, and if I aligned myself from a very specific vantage point, these things looked as though they were making contact. All I had to do was move 6 inches either way, and that picture changed completely.
Randy, why a lecture series and not just an exhibition?
I'd love to do an exhibition of Chip's work, but I think the interesting thing, I think it gets back to that concept of history again, though, right? If you have an exhibition, it's just things on the wall. It's much more interesting, much more fun, and much more compelling to have someone in there telling you these stories. What I wanted to be able to do is to show what makes Atlanta remarkable. When I was growing up here, everyone wanted to be somewhere else. No one wanted to be in Atlanta. And now there's an entire generation of mostly young people who are really proud of being in Atlanta and trying to make something of Atlanta. And Chip has seen that, and he's also part of creating that culture that has allowed us to reach this point.